You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Today, we'll talk about how to help your child understand and prepare for medical tests and procedures. Doctors need to use a variety of medical tests and procedures to learn more about your child's cancer and provide the best treatment. These procedures may cause anxiety for both children and parents. Fortunately, much of the anxiety can be reduced by carefully preparing your child and yourself, and that is the topic we'll cover in this podcast. First, let's quickly review the different causes of stress in this situation. Most children's fears about medical procedures come from not knowing what to expect. These fears vary depending on your child's age, personality, and the specific procedure. In general, younger children most fear being separated from their parents. Older children are most afraid of pain and may also be concerned about privacy or worry about how their body will look after the procedure. Talking about medical procedures with your child may cause you stress too. It's natural to feel upset if your child is in pain or scared. However, the more you know, the better equipped you'll be to stay calm and support your child. Let's review some ideas and suggestions for ways to discuss your child's fears and reassure them that their feelings are normal. Before the procedure, educate yourself so you can explain the procedure to your child. Talk with the doctor or nurse beforehand without your child present to learn exactly what your child will experience during the procedure. Ask for a step-by-step explanation from the healthcare professional doing the procedure, including what kind of local or general anesthesia will be given. It's important to ask which parts of the procedure may frighten a child, such as uncomfortable positions or loud noises. Also ask if there is any pain, and if so, how long pain is likely to last. And learn what educational materials are available for yourself and your child. Then, use the information you've gathered to help you explain the procedure to your child. You can also ask a nurse, social worker, or child life specialist to explain the procedure to the child. In fact, many hospitals have pre-admission programs that allow children and families to become familiar with the procedure and equipment beforehand. When you explain a procedure to your child, it's important to use clear and age-appropriate language. If anyone uses a term that's new to your child, explain it to them in terms they can understand. For example, younger children may benefit from watching a favorite teddy bear or doll undergo the procedure or practice staying still if that will be needed for the procedure. If your child is older than 2, give as much information as they ask for. Tailor all conversations with your child to their specific maturity level and personality. Avoid graphic or frightening descriptions. One rule of thumb is to tell your child about what they will see, smell, hear, taste, or touch during the procedure. If your child will be given general anesthesia, explain how it will help the feeling of pain and that you will be there after the procedure is complete. Encourage questions, but respect signals that your child is feeling overloaded. If your child changes the subject or withdraws from the conversation, give him or her some breathing space and talk later. Always be honest. If you say that a certain procedure won't hurt and it does, your child may be surprised and confused. Your child may then fear that all procedures will hurt despite what you say. Most children can handle pain and distress if they know what's coming and how long it will last. When to tell your child about the procedure depends on his or her age and your own judgment. For most preschoolers, it's best to tell them about a procedure a day or two in advance. School-age children and teenagers may prefer to know a few days or a week in advance, since they may feel more in control marking appointments on their own calendar. On the day of the procedure, make a plan for who will go to the hospital, what you will bring with you, and what special treat you will give your child after the procedure. This should also include the plan for the child's siblings, so they understand what to expect too. A plan will help your child and the entire family feel more in control of the situation. During the procedure, stay close to your child when possible. Hold their hand, read a story, or sing to them. Some children may want to listen to music or watch a video. If you cannot be with your child in the procedure room, help the person who will be there to be a good substitute. Tell them something about your child, such as a favorite pet or hobby, so they'll have something to talk about with your child. Even with the best preparation, your child may still feel pain during some procedures. Talk with the healthcare team to make sure your child has access to the most effective pain management methods and ask how they will be given. While most children learn to handle medical procedures well, it's important to note that not all children do. For example, children with a fear of needles or children who have been through a previous procedure that did not go smoothly may need more help coping with their fears from the healthcare team. The healthcare team is there to help, and many team members have special skills, experience, and knowledge to support patients and their families. For more information on this topic, talk with your doctor or visit www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.